never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost. Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What? Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
What? Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy Thursday. Get your butt in here. We got stuff to do today, all right? I mean it. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Let's be real. You got to stand up and get your butt moving. That's how you do it, right? If you don't get your butt moving, your butt doesn't go anywhere. If your butt doesn't go anywhere, nothing else goes anywhere. So you got to move your butt. You're not going to get that from anybody else on the planet. That's Scott logic. It's called the move your butt theory. Well, all right, let's have a little fun today. Why not? What else am I going to do? I'm in the studio, got you listening. Just burn up a couple of gigabytes of podcasts and let's talk about setting some rules for success. Because, what's that? You don't like rules? You're so silly. Well, who the heck likes rules? I don't like rules. I don't either, but rules are good. Listen, I'm the ultimate rule breaker. I really don't like rules. I like to make my own rules, and I don't like it when you break my rules, but you know, you get the point, right? Well, we got some rules for success. So if you want to be successful, meaning happy, whatever it is to you, I don't know what that is, but whatever it is, you got to do some things. And when you do some things right, you get the things you want. Talk about that today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. What's happening? Good to have you here today. I'm kind of punchy. I've been getting up early. I have. And I shifted my morning routine around a little bit. Still doing the basics of it, starting at 4:55 in the morning again. Working until 11 o'clock, going to work out, coming back, taking a few phone calls, and ending my day at 1 o'clock. I thought it was going to be great until I ended up taking a nap. Okay, well, I guess that's justified, right? Why not? But I'm punchy. When I'm punchy, I start thinking. When I start thinking, stuff starts happening. When stuff starts happening, well, a lot of lives have changed. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, Scott, did you mention that Wisdom to Wealthy, this program that you do, that teaches people to kind of go the nuance between the lines of taking what they know inside their head and turning it into money? Did you say that's included in Face Your Passion? I said, mm-hmm. You can buy it if you want to separately. That's fine. But it's included in there. So if you're working on yourself, trying to figure yourself out, future self, if you will, and you want to make a little money too, got you covered on both sides. You want to know more? Just go to faceyourpassion.com. Watch the workshop. Learn about what we're doing. If anything, you'll learn a bunch of stuff. The workshop's great. It's just filled with great content. So if anything, you'll get that. If you buy, that's just a bonus. But do what you want to do. It's cool. What is today? It's Thursday. You doing okay? How's your day? You're probably thinking like, what's this? What's going on, man? How you doing? It's spring break. People are all over the place. It's funny. I had a client. He'll hear this because he'll listen because he's cheating. I mean that in the most kind and loving way. I love him. Ralph. I'll say his name because Ralph is okay with that. Scott, I got to detach, man. I'm going on vacation. Got a bunch of families and a bunch of kids who are going to go on vacation for spring break. I said, got my golf clubs. Do all kind of play donkey soccer. Never played donkey. No, donkey polo, I guess. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Donkey polo? I said, all right, well, you want to talk next week? Because we got some coaching calls. He goes, no, I'm detaching 100%. 100% detaching. Now, detaching means turn your device off, throw it in the ocean, and then go fishing later and see if you can find it. But for now, just get rid of your damn phone. All right, I'll see you next week. So he leaves on Saturday. He's gone on Sunday. And then Monday, I get a video from him showing me the beautiful location that he's at playing golf. Now, while I appreciate him doing that, I love to see it and everything else. My only response was, so that's what they call detachment on vacation, sending a video to me. All right. I'm just saying. Anyway, good to have you here today. Good to have you here today. Why not? Got a little fun. Learn a little bit along the way. So today, some rules for success. Do you like rules? I'm a rule breaker. There's a song like that. Is it Pat Benatar or something like that? I tend to be a rule guy. I do. I tend not to get out of line too much. I mean, not that I haven't done a bunch of things that are probably against the law. But then again, there's so many laws. We all have broken laws and broken rules, right? We've all done that. It just happens. There's no way you can't. But for the most part, I fall in line. I don't do stupid stuff. I tend to go by the rules. A lot easier when you go by the rules. I find that in life, particularly stuff about personal growth and getting what you want, that a lot of people that were really, really smart lived way before you did. They're dead now. I know they're old dead people. That don't matter at all. You should pay attention to old dead people. They knew what the hell they were doing. They made some rules. And you don't like their rules because that's, well, it's so old. It's not 1822 anymore. The rules don't apply anymore. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Come here. Let's give some honest truth here. I know what you're thinking, Scott. I'm smart. I got Google. I got ChatGPT, man. There is nothing. I got the wisdom of the entire world at my fingertips. I know I get your emails every day. I can tell that ChatGPT wrote it. Sounds stupid. If that's wisdom, I don't want it. And I love ChatGPT. There's a great way to use it, but you got to pay attention. So right now, what you want to do is you want to listen to me because I'm going to give you some ideas. Whether you like how I talk, like how I sound, I don't really care. I just know that if you do, before you get done at the end of this program today, I'm going to rustle you up a little bit and give you an idea that's going to make you go, okay, that's a little bit different. If you take my advice on it, you don't have to, but you can if you want to, it's all up to you. You can do okay. I'm in trouble. I just lost 22 listeners just right there in the last 30 seconds. Gone, I'm out of here. Let's go to the guy that doesn't make me feel like I just felt like I should be responsible for what I'm doing. Okay, let's do this thing. So if you study people who succeed in any area of their lives, you're going to find that they have stuff in common. I don't know about you, just call me silly, but if I want to do something, I'm going to look to the person who did it and say, how'd you do it? That's what I'm going to do. And if I study a whole bunch of people and I'm going to look to them and go, okay, what do they all do in common that got it done? I don't know. You don't have to do that, but you can if you want to. Kind of crowdsource our wisdom, right? They follow a set of rules. They follow those rules no matter what gets in the way. And life will get in the way. There's just no doubt about it. Life is going to get in the way. It's going to happen from time to time. My hip is going bad on me. I didn't know it was going to happen. Kind of surprised the heck out of me. I'm a perpetual young guy. And I just look in the mirror. It's like, who's that dude? I don't look like my dad. I look cooler than my dad, by the way. But for me to have my hip like start to mess up on me, it's like, well, how'd that happen? Doctor said, well, how many times did you jump out of an airplane? Or did you do martial arts? Or what'd you do? And I said, yeah, kind of all of it. He said, well, there you go. I earned it. But it messed with me. Life got in the way. Now I can't do exactly what I need to do. I'm okay. I've got it managed. But you know, I got to get this new hip. And I'm not happy about it because, man, life is in the way. But even if life is in the way, I'm still going to do what I know works. Like a person like me has a very strong why for what I do, what I do. Do you have a strong why for what you do, what you do? The why wins. If you're just putzing through the day and don't know what you're doing, with no why, and wonder why that other person is excelling beyond you and getting what you want, check your why. The person who shows up wins. I hear people complain all the time, man, I can't get anybody to show up to do any work. When they do show up, they don't do any work. I see that all the time as well. But what I know is this. I said, if I persevere, I find somebody who shows up. And they show up exactly on time. And they're attentive and they're ready to go. So if you know your why and you show up, if you show up more than anybody else ready to go, you're going to win like anybody, like nobody else. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. I just said the person who shows up on time wins. It's respectful to other people around you and you. I don't wait. People don't show up, I leave. I might give you a minute or two. That's it. I'll leave. Well, it was only 5 minutes late. You were late. Being early is being on time. That's a rule. Show up to the wrong person. Late. You don't see him again. The person who is most persistent wins. Yep. Like a pit bull grabbing a T-bone. When you know what you want and you're committed to doing it and you're persistent and going after it, you just don't give up. You find a way. What can I do? You get there. You're going to win. I got to tell you this. It doesn't matter what you're going for. Whatever it happens to be, it's going to be harder than you ever thought possible to get there. be a whole lot easier for you to sit back and do whatever you're doing. But if there's something you want in your life and you really, really want it, going to be hard. They're going to have to be persistent. You know what? Think about a couple things right now that you need to be more persistent about. It's okay. Persistent and fast is better, by the way. Just keep pushing. How about this? The person who never assumes wins. Now, by the way, I get caught up in assuming lots of times. I do. And this is a place I've got an issue with. Now, I never assume you're thinking anything. I never assume you're going to do what you're going to do. I never put anything on you whatsoever. I always assume it's my responsibility when I'm dealing with you. If I'm dealing with you in business, it's my responsibility to get you to do what I want you to do. That's it. If we're dealing with you, I'm dealing with you as a friend, it's my responsibility to give you what you need as a friend. That's it. I never assume it. But why do I do it sometimes? Because I just start assuming what I'm doing. I just get caught in my own day. I'm going to do this. Everything else will be just fine. And boom, you know what? Sometimes it is. Lots of times it's not. I get up every single day assuming I shouldn't assume. What's another way? This is a good rule. The person who is the best at what they do wins. Completely subjective, there's no doubt about it. I'm the best at what I do, period. There's nobody else like me. You could disagree. There may be somebody better than I am, but for what I do is what I do, and I'm the best at what I do. That's it. And I win a lot of the time. Am I good at somebody else and something else? No, probably not. Be good at what you do. So good, people can't ignore you. The best person is the one who plans and documents their journey and interactions. They win. I don't think you have to be crazy about it. I have a lot of conversations with people who are so good at documenting their journey and planning their journey, they get nothing done. In fact, you can't even talk to them because they're making too many notes all the time. But be okay about it. Take some notes like a doctor does. Listen, make a note, listen, make a note, listen, make a note. Have it there. Document your journey. The person who never gives up their control to other people wins. I don't think you can control everything. I don't think. In fact, in life, I don't think you can control most things. I think it's a bit of a crapshoot. I think it's luck. It's just an illusion. You think you can control stuff that's going around. I don't believe it. The universe is way too big for that. You got to give it up to that for sure. But don't give up your control to anybody else. They're going to win. You keep your control. It's one of the only things you actually have yourself. If you don't feel like you have it, you need to work on that. The person who accepts responsibility for themselves wins. Do you accept responsibility for yourself? A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. What are you going to do? Well, when I find somebody who doesn't accept responsibility for what they've done in themselves, I feel a little sad because I know that's the real key. If you hold yourself accountable and you're responsible to yourself, and that's it, the buck stops with you. When you do that, you know what? Sometimes it hurts really bad. But eventually, if you get hurt bad enough and you feel it enough, eventually you say, you know what? I'm just going to go with it. It's a basic. Accept responsibility and you win. The person who serves the most wins. It's true. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, though. Sometimes when you're serving, you're giving and giving and giving. It doesn't feel like it because, you know, sometimes people take and take and take and take and take. Have you noticed that? There's a lot of it. It's easy to take. And I know it's not a big deal. I mean, when you serve, people go, oh, cool. Yeah, serve me. It's awesome. But that's not the point. The point is getting out there and serving and helping who you can all the time. Serve, serve, serve. You're going to win more and you get a reputation of serving. And we talk about this one a lot. I'm not the only one who talks about this one. The person who is grateful for everything wins. The good, the bad, the in the middle, the crazy, the silly, and being grateful. It really is where it all begins. It's also where it ends, and it is everything in between. So no matter what happens to you today, play by a few rules. Stand up, take a step, repeat. Just be the person you're supposed to be, the person you want to be seen as. Be grateful for it. The action you take automatically will become your life experiences. Take good ones, okay? It's essential to be mindful of where you are heading. These rules will help you. Okay, I got to get out of here. You've had enough of me, I'm just saying, all right? That's enough of me. But come back tomorrow if you want more. See you at faceyourpassion.com, too. Bye-bye. Keep moving. Gotta get back up, what? Keep moving.